Well, I'm pleased that we've had the ruling, which was confident that we would win. You know, the argument put forward that it doesn't help our UNESCO World Heritage sites is nonsense, really. The fact of the matter is we'll protect the listed buildings in this city as much as we can, which we're doing, and we've been praised for that. And we'll continue to do that. You know, we are proud of our involvement in protecting listed buildings. And, you know, the argument that they put forward, I think, was spurious. I think it was, you know, something that some organisations just wish to try to put a spanner in the works. You know, the Welsh Streets was objected to, and it cost us a £13 million grant that's been lost to redevelop those by people who slowed the process down. And if this would have been successful and they would have won, the developer would have walked away and we'd have been left with, you know, decaying buildings. I remember the same argument put forward and proposed and by people around the Casatelli building in Duke Street. And while they were all arguing, prevaricating, it fell down. And we've just got to, you know, accept that we are in charge of looking after our city. And I don't think we're doing a bad job. You know, we were praised for the Liverpool One development next to the Albert Dock. It doesn't take away anything from the Albert Dock. And I'm confident that our planning and the way we approach planning within this city protects our heritage, protects our buildings, and moves us forward as a modern city. So I'm delighted that we've got the results. I was confident that we would get that result. It slowed us down. You know, hopefully today and certainly by Monday, work will start on that scheme. And rightly so, because it will help us transform that corridor once and for all. And of course, it would have been great to try to save the futurist. It would have been absolutely amazing if we could have done that. But it would have cost absolutely a fortune. 10-11 million pounds is the figures, I think, that were given. You know, you could see the holes in the roof from Google Earth. It was just unsavable. It would have been nice to do that. But we're trying to save some of the facade and use images of it in the design. And it looks, you know, good, looks great. And, you know, I'm delighted and happy that we've got the results. And we'll also be making sure that our legal fees are paid by the people that objected to it too.